Hello, and welcome to the Rembrandt Parables. I'm Tim Cooper. Well, Doreen is in labor and the baby is on its way. Rembrandt rushes to the hospital to be by her side. Everything is going according to plan. Or is it? Find out today as we read the story, A Cord of Three. The moral of today's parable comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Doreen was already at the hospital in labor when Rembrandt, Butch, Herbie, and Manitou and Bob pulled into the parking garage. They raced up to a side entrance when Rembrandt suddenly stopped before the door. "Wait," he said. "What's wrong?" asked Butch. "Maybe he's got cold feet," said Herbie. "Push him inside," said Manitou and Bob. "It's the hospital smell. It makes me sick," said Rembrandt.
"Did he say sick?" asked Herbie.
"And you just thought of this now? How did you expect to make it through the delivery?" asked Butch.
"Maybe we could call him with updates while he waits outside," suggested Herbie.
"Could you imagine what Doreen would say to that? She'd kill him," said Butch.
"Push him inside," said Manitou and Bob.
"I don't understand. Why would the smell of a hospital make you sick?" asked Herbie.
"It has something to do with the antiseptic smell. It makes me think of sickness or something," said Rembrandt.
"That still doesn't make any sense to me," said Herbie.
"You're going to have to do something," said Butch. "Doreen's inside this building giving birth to your baby. Are you going to let a smell keep you from your family?"
"Well, no," said Rembrandt hesitantly.
"Just push him inside," said Manitou and Bob. He shoved the group from behind and launched Rembrandt through the front door. "See, now we're inside. No problem," said Manitou and Bob. Herbie looked over at Rembrandt, leaning against the wall. He was hyperventilating.
"Remy, are you okay?" asked Herbie.
Before he could answer, Rembrandt passed out on the floor. Butch smacked Manitou and Bob on the shoulder. "You and your just push him. Now what do we do? Drag him to the maternity ward?" Manitou and Bob shrugged. "What better place to pass out than a hospital?"
"I have an idea," said Herbie. "We just need three white lab coats and a hospital bed."
"I already hate this plan," said Butch.
"Technically, he's a patient, right?" asked Herbie.
Manitou and Bob's eyes grew wide and he smiled.
"I always wanted to be a doctor."
"No way," said Butch.
"Just wait here with Remy. Bob and I'll be right back," said Herbie.
Butch knelt over Rembrandt and slapped his cheek.
"Wake up, dude. You gotta wake up before they do something stupid," he whispered.
A short time later, Herbie and Manitou and Bob returned, pushing a hospital bed. They were both wearing white lab coats. Butch couldn't believe his eyes.
"Where did you get that stuff?" he asked.
"Don't ask unless you really want to know," said Manitou and Bob.
"Fair enough," said Butch.
Herbie handed him a lab coat, and the three of them lifted Rembrandt onto the bed. Rembrandt mumbled something about throwing up.
"Don't you dare," threatened Butch.
The three managed to wheel the bed down several lonely hallways before coming to a stop at an intersection.
"Which way do we go?" asked Butch.
"I wasn't paying attention," said Manitou and Bob.
"Look for a sign," whispered Butch.
Herbie ran halfway down one hall. Then he turned around and ran down another hall. He looked at Butch and Manitou and Bob and shrugged. All the frantic running caught the attention of Dr. Freeman. He poked his head out of an office and watched three men in lab coats standing over a stretcher and bickering.
"Is there a problem here?" asked Dr. Freeman abruptly.
Herbie's body stiffened.
"What do we do now?" he whispered.
"Follow my lead," whispered Butch.
"Tell him we lost our badges," whispered Herbie.
"Just keep quiet," whispered Butch.
"You better come up with something good or we're in deep trouble," whispered Herbie.
Butch was about to speak when Manitou and Bob interrupted.
"This is our friend Rembrandt. His wife is in labor and he passed out.
He's a rock, I know.
Would you please direct us to the maternity ward?"
"Really?" said Dr. Freeman skeptically. "So what's with the hospital bed and lab coats?"
"Do you know of a better way of transporting an unconscious man through a hospital?" asked Manitou and Bob accusingly.
Dr. Freeman was rendered speechless. Herbie and Butch looked nervously at each other.
"How do I know this man is your friend?" asked Dr. Freeman.
Manitou and Bob flipped the sheet back and Rembrandt groaned.
"Remy, are we your friends?" asked Manitou and Bob.
"I hate you all," moaned Rembrandt.
Dr. Freeman shook his head.
All right, then, maternity is this way, he said. Herbie leaned over to Butch.
Who would have thought the truth would work, he whispered.
The four men wheeled Rembrandt into the lobby of the maternity ward. A middle-aged nurse was there to greet them.
We're here for Doreen Rempel, said Butch.
Uh-huh, said the nurse. Which one of you is the father?
This guy, said Butch.
Rembrandt groaned from under the sheet.
Uh-huh, said the nurse.
Dr. Freeman stepped forward.
I'm Dr. Freeman. Did I ask you, demanded the nurse?
When I want to hear from you, I'll let you know. Until that time, sit down.
The four men were in shock.
Sit, said the nurse.
They all dropped to the nearest chair.
The nurse turned her attention to the Rembrandt.
You're the father, she asked.
Uh-huh, mumbled Rembrandt.
What's the matter with you, demanded the nurse.
The smell of hospitals makes me sick, said Rembrandt.
Let me get this straight. Your wife is in here pushing a watermelon through her nose, and you pass out from the smell? It's a good thing God didn't make men give birth. The species would be doomed, said the nurse.
That's not fair, protested Butch. Did I ask for your opinion? You just sit there, said the nurse.
Dr. Freeman used the distraction to escape.
That woman scares me, Herbie whispered to Manitoulin and Bob. Bob just nodded slowly.
The nurse turned back to Rembrandt.
Doreen is in active labor. What's your plan? You going to get up or just lay there?
Rembrandt opened his eyes and glared at her. He struggled to sit up and swing his legs off the bed. As he was about to stand, he threw up all over the nurse.
Butch leaned back in his chair.
I'd offer to help, but you told us to remain seated.
A half an hour later, Rembrandt poked his head into Doreen's room. The sight made his heart jump. There was Doreen sitting up in bed, holding their baby.
You finally made it, whispered Doreen.
You know, traffic, mumbled Rembrandt.
I heard you got sick and passed out, Doreen said knowingly.
Oh, that too, said Rembrandt.
Come and meet your daughter, said Doreen.
A daughter, said Rembrandt.
I guess that means we can't call her our fax ad.
Doreen didn't answer. Her glare spoke volumes. There was a knock at the door.
Herbie, Butch, and Manitoulin and Bob poked their heads inside.
Can we come in? Asked Herbie.
Come and meet our daughter, said Rembrandt.
The three stood in silence at the foot of Doreen's bed, looking like three wise men. Manitoulin and Bob broke the tender silence.
Man, he said, did we ever do good?
Thank you for listening to A Chord of Three. If you have any questions or comments regarding the Rembrandt Parables, I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to contact me through the website www.therembrandtparables.com or through iTunes on the Rembrandt Parables podcast page. Until next time, good day and may God richly bless.